Chapter 23. Sarah and I both gasped.
Yes, why is that dummy down here?
Mom asked me.
I found him sitting there when I came in this morning. And why is he so dirty? Where has he been, Amy?
I could barely choke out a word.
I guess he fell or something, I finally mumbled.
Well, take him back upstairs, Mom ordered. He's supposed to be kept in the closet, remember?
Yeah, I remember,
I said, sighing.
You'll have to clean him up later, Mom said, stirring her coffee. He looks as if he's been wallowing in the mud.
Okay, I replied weakly.
I hoisted Slappy up and slung him over my shoulder. Then I started to my room.
I'll come with you, Sarah stammered.
What for? Mom demanded. Sit down, Sarah, and eat your breakfast. You're both going to be late.
Sarah obediently sat down across from Jed. I made my way down the hall. I was halfway to my room when Slappy raised his head and whispered in my ear.
Good morning, slave. Did you sleep well?
I tossed him into the closet and locked the door. I could hear him laughing inside the closet. The evil laugh made me shake all over. What am I going to do now? I asked myself. What can I do to get rid of this creature? The day dragged by. I don't think I heard a word my teacher said. I couldn't get Slappy's evil, grinning face out of my mind. His raspy voice rattled in my ears. I won't be your slave, I silently vowed. I'll get you out of my house, out of my life, if it's the last thing I do. That night, I lay wide awake in my bed. How could I sleep knowing that evil dummy sat in the closet a few feet away? The night was hot and steamy. I had pushed the window open all the way, but there was no breeze. A fly buzzed by my head, the first fly of spring. Staring up at the twisting shadows on the ceiling, I brushed the fly away with one hand. As soon as the buzzing vanished, another sound took its place. A click. A low squeak. The sound of the closet door opening. I raised myself up off the pillow, squinting into the darkness. I saw Slappy creep out of the closet. He took a few shuffling steps, his big shoes sliding silently over my carpet. He turned. Was he coming toward my bed? No. His head and shoulders bobbed as he pulled himself to the door, then out into the hall. He's going to Sarah's room, I knew. But what was he going to do there? Did he plan to pay us back for what we did to him last night? What new horror was he going to create? I lowered my feet to the floor, climbed out of bed, and followed him out into the hall.